おはようございます。
Ah, some of you speak Japanese. I'm so excited. I am so happy to be with you this morning. I come all the way from Irvine. And it's an honor to be with you. My husband is back home with our two kids. And my husband is from Hong Kong. So I have a Chinese last name. But I'm Japanese and I grew up in Osaka, Japan. Anybody heard of Osaka? Yes. That's a big city, but my hometown was a small town with lots of rice fields near my house. And as a young girl, I used to fly my kite through the rice fields, make a crown for my head using the flowers that I had found. And I had a fun childhood living in Osaka, Japan, until one day when I was 8 years old, my father came home and he said, "We're moving to America." And I thought, uh-oh, I don't want to go. I want to stay here with my friends. I was only in third grade, so I hadn't started learning English in school yet, so I only knew three words in English. Yes, no, Disneylando. Our family moved together to New York, and a few years later, we moved to Tustin. And I've been living in Southern California ever since, so English is more comfortable for me now than Japanese. But at the time, it was so hard because I wanted to make friends, but I didn't have the words to say. And I didn't understand what people were saying to me. And I saw girls in my class that had blonde hair. I had never seen beautiful blonde hair before on real people. And I wanted that blonde hair so much. But it wouldn't have matched my eyebrows very well. But I didn't care. I just wanted to fit in and be an American. Well, when I got into junior high school, some friends from school invited me to church. And I thought, if I went to church and I became a Christian, then maybe I would finally become an American. So I started to go to this wonderful church in Tustin. It was a Presbyterian church, which had a good youth group. And we would go fishing, we'd go camping, we'd go to the mountains, and we'd sing and play silly games. Then the youth director would come up and talk to us. And I felt so loved unconditionally. And I learned that this love comes from God. But our youth director said, "God loves you so much, Junko, but because you are a sinful person, you are far separated from Him. But God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to die on the behalf of your sins, so that if you would confess your sins, you will be forgiven and you will have a relationship with God." And he said, not only that, but on the third day after He died on the cross, this Jesus rose again from the dead. And He is real and in our midst today. And if you would place your trust and hope in Him, then you will live for an eternity. And I said, boy, that's the kind of God I want to believe in. And that's how I became a Christian when I came from Japan as a little girl, reluctantly. And I'm so glad I did, because if I had stayed in Japan, as you know, there are very few Christians in Japan, and I may never have heard the gospel. So that's why it's a special time when I do go to Japan to do concerts and I get to share about this wonderful love of God that I met through Jesus Christ. Now, we have a very busy life. I'm your typical Orange County mom, and I drive my kids around in our minivan. We got lots of friends. I'm active at my church and PTA and everything. And everybody would think that I fit right in. I really belong in Irvine. But you know, to tell you the truth, there are still many times that I still feel like an outsider, like I don't quite belong. Well, I now know that as a Christian, I am never going to feel completely at home anywhere on earth. Because, you see, my homeland is no longer anywhere on earth. It's not in Japan. It's not anywhere in the United States. My true homeland is somewhere that I haven't been to yet. But I know I'm going to go someday and spend an eternity there with Jesus. Heaven, that is my true homeland, my true land of the rising sun. His wonderful saxophone player. He's a good Filipino boy. God. Holy God, the great I Am, our lives are in Your hands. You give us grace for all our days. You are the reason we live. To again, holy God, holy God, the great I Am, our lives are in Your hands. You give us grace for all our days. You
Thank you.